If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get him back out there. I actually ran into him in the streets of South Melbourne.
Yes.
Weren't you just lurking on a corner?
It was your St. Ali lunch.
And it was very nice.
You prepared to talk about the great man that you met?
Yeah, well, I was there to have lunch with my brother.
Yes.
Now, he doesn't fall into the great man category. But Mike Sheehan was there, the Godfather.
Yes. How was
he? Looking in good shape too. I'd heard bad things about where the Godfather was at.
Yes.
Someone told me the last time they saw him, he had a walking stick and had all stuff burned off his head. This bloke said to me, the Godfather might only have a couple of minutes left. I thought, he's not going that bad.
So he's still
so
down.
So we organised a lunch and he actually looked bloody good. And
the
he was
Sorrento?
In good
is he
health.
Down
no,
there?
No, just over here.
No, at the Sorrento Hotel. He likes to just sit up there
the
and
hold
front
court.
Bar and yes. girls come up to him for ask for photos.
He's had a bloody hip replaced, knee replaced. From doing what? Walking around.
Oh, there's other
now. Has he been playing tennis?
No, I don't think he's been playing anything.
That's what he does, plays tennis.
Van
Nothing.
Roy.
Yes.
Well, you and I have a different view of this, Jay-Z. Can't believe you have the view.
Let him have his view, please. Jim's hot on
it. I wonder whether for the first time in your illustrious broadcasting career, James, that you might have misread this.
No, I haven't.
Because
it's a football act. It's clumsy and that's it.
Has the young Melbourne defender gone in a bit gung-ho, right, and used the wrong defensive technique? You call football every weekend, James. You see Jake Lever and Steve May, and they go back with the flight. When they attempt to spoil, they put their arms up. They don't go east-west with a horizontal plane fist.
His fist only just missed the ball, Jay-Z.
I know, but if I was going to kick the ball off the ground and I just missed the Sheeran and I got you in the chin, then I'd pay the consequence for that. The execution is important in this. Yes, we admire his intent. But if you are going to go back hard with the flight, then you have to get it right. And that is why we see so many times Jake Lever, Darcy Moore, Mark Blitzarves, they put their hands up and they block the ball and they watch the forward's eyes to gauge the position. Now, Jacob Van Rooyen, who's fighting for his spot, right? He's desperately trying to secure his spot. He's gone in all in. And for that, we admire. But I just wonder whether his execution in the moment is wrong.
It probably
and that
wasn't 100% right, but he was trying to spoil the ball. There was no intent to hit the bloke. The bloke's going to play this week, by the way.
Yes.
So let's not lose sight of that.
So from a league,
little Jay-Z.
That's true.
Look at the bloody mischievous mush on him. You were just trying to let that slide, weren't you?
So the problem now is we get the legals in and it's all jargon and carry on.
Yes. So I'm trying to cut through that for you, Bill.
Please.
Been talking to my legal experts in the football
field.
What
do they say? Yes.
And they say they wonder whether there's a bit of a window there to argue that the club and the doctors, or the grading of the force was wrong because Gold Coast stretched him off the field when they didn't need to.
Oh, exactly right. And now he's fine to play.
Yeah, so I know there was a crick in the neck or he heard a snap in his neck or something like that. But because it was a precaution, could Melbourne be successful in downgrading it from high down to medium or potentially even low? Because as you say, he's going to play this week.
Yes, is the answer to that, Jay-Z. So you've now talked yourself out of the position you started with.
No, I think he got it wrong. But I'm just saying from a Melbourne perspective, even though the young defender was a bit over the top in his efforts, is there still an opportunity to get it off? The other one, I've got one more.
Let's go.
Yep. The other one is, he did hit him with the inside pad of his bicep, right?
Yeah. So it wasn't a fist or anything?
So should it be striking? Should it technically be a striking charge if you collect someone, like with Bill's got such big biceps, and I know that it's hard to get out of their way, but if you hit someone with your biceps, should that be striking or should that be rough conduct? So is there a technicality
of
there?
Of course there is, Jay-Z, and that's why Melbourne are going to take it to a review and they will win.
Appeal. Lastly on this. I'm not done.
Hello, Jay-Z. Look at you.
One more.
Last
one. That's it. Because then we're no more rebuttal.
Okay.
Rebuttal.
Lastly, when Simon Goodwin gets his defensive group together at the weekend, and he's talking about coaching this sort of a defensive action, do you think he coaches the backman to do exactly the same thing as Van Rooyen, or do you think he tells him to go in with a slightly tweaked execution?
I don't know. He's a young man, JC. He's only playing his fifth game. Cut him some slack. Junior Rioli.
I think it's a defensive action.
How much does it cost to appeal again? Is it
I think it's 10 the first time, 5 the second time.
Righto, yep.
So they've already spent the 10, and yeah, I think there's another 5.
Junior Rioli, yes, straight to the tribunal.
That case is happening as we speak. Now, I think he is up against it in the sense that this incident was 40 metres off the ball, yeah, yes, right? So that's going to, he does, unless there's some secret method that gives you extra propulsion by swinging your arm behind your back to sort of clip the other player, I think it's going to be tricky for him to get off. I think right now they're trying to, Port Adelaide's trying to argue that it wasn't a strike somehow. I'm not in the case, obviously, yeah, at the moment, but that is still happening, and we can update you on that in a second. But all I think if they can get Junior Rioli off that, it will be a mighty fine effort.
Yeah, no, I think he might be pushing uphill.
Mm. Yes.
Essendon.
Yes, so they've got some real issues in terms of their injury stakes. So we know Peter Wright has been injured. Jake Stringer's had his issues. Now down back, without Jaden Laverty, without Harrison Jones, who's got a back issue and will now be out for the medium to long term, potentially the rest of the season. Zach Reed has also hurt his back. So right now, Essendon's combing through its VFL replacement options. Ooh. There's Kane Baldwin, who's typically more of a forward, or Rhett Montgomery, who's been going well in the VFL, 190-centimetre defender who could potentially come in to replace Jordan Ridley. But it's fair to say their depth, Essendon, is being really tested, and they come up against the Brisbane forward line this week with Hipwood, with Danaher. That's going to be challenging because the big forwards have got a hold of him in past weeks, Billy. Hawkins kicked
Hawk,
8.
Yes.
Charlie Dixon kicked 2-2. So it's a real vulnerability. But
I don't think they can replace Ridley, to be honest. He, Mason Redmond's a fine player, but Ridley's probably their best key defender and a fine player.
And they were playing under their size already as it is. Massimo D'Ambrosio played well in the VFL at the weekend, so he's more of a counter.
You're not bringing
option.
Big Massimo in to stand on a big forward.
I wouldn't let that say.
All right.
Booing. Boo.
Booing?
Booing. We'll touch on that next
after the break.
What about that for a question? As he's putting horns on his head.
I was right, a Redman.
I didn't know where you were going
the
with
red
it.
Dog. No one knew where he was going.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I might do a segment reading the paper.
From the Herald Sun, Jay-Z Clark joins us.
We should do a whole segment on journalists in press conferences.
Yes.
Should we?
At some stage, not now.
Well, plenty of highlights.
Well, the ones I love are the ones that tell a coach something and then look at them like it was a question.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes we don't get it quite right.
Mick Mouldhouse?
Now.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Booing?
Yes. It's fair to say that Sydney aren't happy with Collingwood and some comments that Eddie Maguire said on Footy Classified last week in regards to...
Well,
he said stuff about Kohler and how Sydney sort of rorted the system to get Lance Franklin. Of course, 5 days later, he was booed on the MCG. So the Swans have sort of had enough of Eddie's baiting, it's fair to say, around this, and the reaction from the Collingwood fans. So they're quite strong in saying this mustn't happen again. We must not boo one of the champions of the game. The AFL quite clearly made a mistake over the Adam Goods treatment 10 years ago when they didn't speak out about it. They thought it would just all go away, and it didn't. They were silent on that back in the time and made a mistake there. So there has been a very strong response. But I tell you, when I personally think it will be okay, and that's this weekend when your former number one pick, Jason Horne-Francis, Jim, takes on North Melbourne for the first time. I feel like this is the amphitheatre and the canvas for your team to provide that hostile environment. Mm. Like, is there going to be any problem with North Melbourne fans booing Jason Horne-Francis?
I wouldn't have thought any problem, but it's a pretty soft landing. It's Hobart.
Hobart, yeah.
So it's not exactly, you know, 40,000.
You can understand it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Even poor old Tommy Stewart is going to get booed by the Tiger fans.
Well, he did put Dion Prestia into next Sunday, wasn't he?
Meatball.
Little Meatball.
He's in good form.
So I think generally speaking, the booing is really ugly, and I don't like it, except for when your player who walks out on a club in controversial circumstances comes up against his former team.
Yeah, or in a game. I was only laughing with Hodgie about it a while back, at that game at Marvel where he clubbed Goldie, I think, and got 4 weeks. He got booed for the rest of that game, and that's fair enough. If someone belts one of your players, you're allowed to. So there are occasions when you're allowed to.
He clubbed Goldie.
Yeah, he did, wouldn't it? Andrew Swallow. He built an Andrew Swallow and got 4 weeks.
Why would he be clapping?
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, why didn't you pick on Zeebs or someone bloody Andrew
just
Swallow?
Just on Sydney. A couple of injuries there, of course. Yep. Paddy McCartan's still with a concussion.
How's he going?
Ticking boxes as he goes along and speaking to all the doctors there.
Should he play footy again?
It's up to him.
Yeah,
I'm not telling him, and I don't think he wants people to tell him. He'll make a decision, but we'll see what happens. Dane Rampey, he's got that bulging disc. He's out for a while.
He's out till mid-year.
Yes.
So they have been depleted back there.
Sam Reed has just had hamstring surgery. He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And it's been unfortunate that he's had these issues right throughout his whole career.
When he's on, Sam Reed, marking, kicking goals, not the greatest kick, but kicking goals, but that could nearly see him out.
And last year he did have an impact at times, didn't he?
Bloody oaf he did.
But now they've got Logan McDonald. They've got the Amati party. Lance Franklin, probably his last year, of course. Yeah, but with these young key forwards, you would think they're probably going to take his spot. So I think there is a big question mark over his future, and that is unfortunate. But he has had these soft tissue injuries his whole career, hasn't it? And it's been disappointing.
Does Nick Dacos need to wear as a badge of honour the fact that Sydney and future clubs will go after him?
I think so. But you know what these teams can expect? They've got GWS this weekend, and that is a fierce response, once again, from all of his teammates. Mm. So
of course.
Yeah. There is an absolute pact.
Flying the flag.
It's fine.
And Brazzy Maynard, you saw the steam come out of his ears. I saw him grab two fistfuls of
jumper.
Ryan Clark's jumper, and he said something to him in his ear, not even that loud. I think he just said it quietly. Goodness knows what the words were, but I think it was something along the lines of, if you come near him or hurt him one more time, then I'm
coming
after you.
Might have been a couple of acronyms-esque.
Eh?
Yes. He doesn't pick blokes off the way that Wolfie used to, but it's a different era.
Tough.
But Wurstfold-esque in his presence.
You know where he is, Jimmy boy, on the field, I reckon.
And that is why I desperately hope Toby Green gets up to play from his ankle injury this week. Now, I think there's a strong argument to say that the Toby Green-Braden Maynard matchup is almost the best in the AFL. Because when you think of the two strongest competitors and wildest beasts out there on the football field.
That'd be worth
They would be on the podium. Have you ever seen either of them take a backward step ever?
No.
So we hope. Spoke to the Giants today. They said he faces a fitness test on Friday. Missed the game at the weekend, of course, with a sore ankle that he's carried for a little while. But certainly we hope he gets out there. Can I ask you a question broadly on GWS, Jim? Does anyone care about the Giants? And has the AFL made the right call bringing them in? Because you speak to Sydney people, influential Sydney people, and they say that the game in New South Wales is in a really bad spot.
Yeah, but they are good at crying foul, footy people in Sydney.
Are they?
They're good at trying to tell you. The Swans could win the flag, and you'd speak to significant people at Sydney, you'd still reckon that the place is in disarray. I mean, they're good at underselling where the game's at in their state.
Yes.
I think Adam Kingsley's actually done a bloody good job to date.
Yep.
He has.
You could argue he's got them very competitive. I mean, I know he's got the stress ball.
Stress ball. He's gone through 15 of them.
Yeah. So I'm not quite as glass half empty as others.
Since 2017, the Giants crowds at home have halved.
What have they been in Canberra?
No, better in Canberra.
Yes.
10,000 or so, I think, in Canberra. Is that about right?
Yes. Yeah. But at Giants Stadium, they've gone from an average 13,000 when they were successful around 2017, to now 8,000 a game since the pandemic.
Well, there's certainly lots of work to do out that way. Footy grounds, they don't have enough of them, so the junior programs aren't flying as they should. So there is lots of work to do there.
Yep.
I'm not as down on GWS.
We'll give them another year or so.
But won't Victorian clubs keep coming for their top young players, putting a little bit extra on top? How are they going to compete from a salary cap perspective without an extra collar allowance, etc.?
Don't bring collar up. You know, you just mentioned Ed before. Mm. He'll come after you.
He'll ring.
You'll get a black Lexus following you around.
How does the GWS compete without it? They're their houses in Sydney.
If you see a black Lexus behind you, you know who it is and stand by.
Matt Rowell, have you found out why he eats grass?
He eats grass at every venue.
Is that true?
Apparently. And it's how he sort of becomes one with the game.
Is that real? Like it's a ritual?
He's a special man. Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
Well, but at every venue?
Every venue. He has a little bit of a nibble and it's part of his...
You used to eat pies.
Football's in. Used to.
I had chicken.
Chicken.
Before the game.
I had some chicken.
Milkshake.
Yeah. chicken and a milkshake.
That three-quarter timing, you feel it in your guts.
The tradies handbag. Is that what you used to get?
No, I just said, whatever, if there was a bit of food there. We didn't have lollies, and we had sausages and all that. It was the good old days. None of this stupid, what do you have now, the drinks. Also, what's Joy Simpkin doing pinching the GPS? That was weird.
Yeah, I didn't get across that. What did he do with that?
No, no, it's just a question. I thought you might have been over.
Did he put some? Did he steal someone's?
And threw it away.
In the game?
Yeah. No, I know. Went around to his house at 1 a.m. Broke into his house and pinched his GPS sitting on his dressing table.
That's St Kilda. Remember, Joey took Cozzy's GPS get a few Ks. Big story next week, nice Carlton. Story. If they don't get up against the Western Bulldogs this week,
that's a
riddle
big story.
Me this.
I haven't listened to him.
Right? Carlton is number 3 for disposals in the competition. That's a lot of the sharing, right?
Yep.
They're number 14 for inside 50s. Mm-hmm. Are they any danger
You've
of getting
eaten in? A mischief pill, Jay-Z. He's chopped on a mischief person.
You don't need to get it right.
Look at the eyes on him. They're popping out of his head.
He wants to see some blood.
He does.
Jay-Z Clark on the Rush Hour. You can hear him as part of Dead Set Legends and on the Sunday Rub.